The guest is Sandino Saravievinai. So let's start already with, I mean, you're here with two films, I know, and I had the pleasure to watch both of them already. And so let's hit with the very first one by Rodrigo Plá, Monstruo de Mil Cabezas. How did you meet Rodrigo, and what really struck your attention about that film, and so especially when you started reading the script?
Well, this is the second film that we did together with Rodrigo. We met like 7 or 8 years ago in Toronto when he was presenting La Zona, where he won. Well, he won here in Venice, Best Opera Prima, and also won Fi Presi Award in Toronto. And I was presenting El Baño del Papa, the Pope's Toilet, mm-hmm. back then in Toronto. So he was trying to move back to Uruguay for a few years. Then he had a project, and we had friends in common, so we met for the first time in Toronto, mm-hmm. and so we started to talk and talk about working together in Uruguay. That's how we started our working relationship in about 2008, 2009, mm-hmm. and we did La Demora, The Delay,
right.
which premiered in Berlin in 2012. And this Un Monstruo de Mil Cabezas is our second film together.
Great. I actually didn't translate it, which like roughly is a thousand-headed monster.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this monster briefly. How did Rodrigo approach it with this idea? Because it's very personal story, but at the same time universal, because probably everybody has encountered, maybe minor or majorly, this monster, which is probably like the monster of bureaucracy and the terrible happenings that could happen within this framework. So just
exactly, well, you know, all Rodrigo's films are written mainly by Laura, his wife. Laura Santulo is a writer. She wrote the novel, and then she thought about to turn it into a screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
So they work, I mean, they're wife and husband, so they are together all the time. So mainly, usually what happens is Laura she's very creative, and she's very active writer. She's always writing stuff. Even short stories and novels, scripts. So actually she started to think about a story or an idea and started working with Rodrigo. And when they have something like a first treatment or even a short story about it, they explain it to me. But, you know, especially in Latin America, the producers, oh, that's the way I see it, we should work, or is the best way to work is as a team. And you, as a producer, you endorse a vision, a director who has a unique voice. So, I mean, I wouldn't say that I will produce anything that Rodrigo will shoot, but I'm pretty confident that anything that he and Laura think that is worth to get into a movie, I will produce it, because I really trust their vision. So it's not more. It's not like they bring an idea and I say yes or no. It's more they explain me the idea, or they explain what they're thinking about. And usually I'm very intrigued and very interested in what they, because I love the way they approach these stories, the way they approach the human behavior. So in that sense, it's more something like they work together, and we probably we're gonna do it anyway.
And regarding actually your producer's experience on this very film, I've heard that it took 8 weeks of production and shooting, which is kind of a demanding time, as well as probably, you know, this vision still made you, you know, go through with complete calm, or there's been moments perhaps that you were like, hold on, guys, we need to kind of stay within, you know, the productive kind of schedule, let's call it like that.
Well, of course, that's always my job, to be very close to the budget, to be very close to be doable. But one of the good things of working with Rodrigo is, as he has a clear vision of mm-hmm. what he wants, is also that he can give up on anything. I can tell him, you won't have this actress, or you won't have this location, or you won't have this camera. He only wants, what he really wants is time to shoot. So we, and that in that area is quite easy, because every time we start a project, I know that the most precious thing that we he will have and he will want is time.
Mm.
And so we can cut or rearrange anything, and I know he's going to be okay as soon as long as he has the time to shoot. So no, I mean. Also, the delay was almost 8 weeks, and he likes that period of time to work on a film.
For sure.
Usually, is the time we use it.
And briefly, I already mentioned that you're here with two films, and the other one is indeed Neon Bowl. Tell me a bit about that experience and how you met the director, which actually is going to come here in a couple of days. So we're going to talk a bit more about the film per se, but we can, of course, listen to your producer's perspective.
Yeah, sure. Well, Neon Bull, or Boy Neon in Portuguese, it's a lovely film also that we have in Horizonte. We're very proud. And we are co-producing, actually, with the same company that we have with Rodrigo in Uruguay. We are co-producing this Brazilian film. It's a Brazilian, right. Uruguayan, Netherlands co-production. Well, with Gabriel also. We met many years ago. We met for the first time in 2006. He was directing his first documentary. And he did four documentaries. And we kept meeting. We met in Brazil in 2006. Then we kept running into each other in different festivals for a few years. Till we met in 2010 in Rotterdam. He was presenting there Avenida Brasilia Formosa, a great documentary that he directed. I saw it, I love it, and he told me that he had a fiction film that he wanted to produce. Was supposed to be his first fiction, this one. And so we started to work right away in 2010 on developing and financing the film. So we know each other for, almost 9 years already.
Fantastic. Well, fingers crossed for both films, of course. But I also want to ask you something that it's kind of peculiar also for your role as a producer, but also your role here in Venice, because, of course, there's also the Venice Film Market, which is probably a wonderful occasion for you to just test the ground around and also get new fundings or, new contacts. So how's it going so far?
Well, we have managed to set up several meetings. Of course, we're going to start meetings the day after tomorrow, because the first 2 days we have Un Monstro the first day,
exactly.
And Boy Neon and the second. So, but yes, we're going to have several meetings with European producers for the projects that we are developing. Actually, we are developing new projects for Rodrigo and for Gabriel. So this is a great opportunity, presenting their works and also having meeting with producers, distributors to start financing the new projects that are coming.
Well, you seem to be a great producer. I envy your directors. Thank you so much, Sandino, for being with us, and best of luck for the films.
Thank you very much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.